Well, welcome back, everyone. Sandy Barua again for my friend Paul W. Smith. Paul and Kim are taking some well-deserved R&R with actually some WJR listeners on a cruise. So I know they're having a fantastic time, and I'm just delighted to sit in for Paul W. today. So joining us next is Jade Scott, and Jade serves as the Senior Director for Outreach and Partnerships of the Detroit Promise, which is actually part of the Detroit Regional Chamber. See how I'm just kind of inviting, you know, friends of mine to join the show to make it easy on me. So Jade, welcome.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we are thrilled that you're able to call in today. I know you have a very busy schedule today, but I'm going to start with the world's simplest question for you. What is the Detroit Promise? Because let's face it, even though we have a, you know, Detroit regional audience out there, people don't know what the Detroit Promise is.
Yeah, Sandy. So the Detroit Promise is a last dollar scholarship that ensures all eligible Detroit residents have a tuition-free path to an associate degree, bachelor's degree, or technical certificate at one of our 32 partnering colleges across the state of Michigan. Being where last dollar, we cover the gap left for tuition and mandatory fees after any state and federal funding is applied.
So, in English, what does that mean? Does that mean that if I am going to school in Detroit, like a high school student, where can I go tuition free?
Yeah, correct. So, Sandy, yes, that means that you can go tuition-free to one of our 32 partnering colleges. We have 7 partnering community colleges, and then we have 25 universities throughout the state of Michigan, to name a few, like Henry Ford Community College, Macomb Community College, Oakland Community College, Michigan State University, Eastern Michigan University, Wayne State, U of M. So a few of our larger colleges, and then our local colleges here too, in the city of Detroit.
And you and your partner, Waitrice, lead a team of chamber staff that actually go into Detroit schools to try to educate both teachers and students and parents about the existence of the Detroit Promise. When your team goes out into the schools in Detroit, what do they hear? Do the students even know about this? What do you think, you know, needs to happen to make sure that more people know about the Promise?
Yes, Sandy. So actually last year we had a record-breaking year for us, and we had over 8,000 students that applied for the Detroit Promise. So we are building that awareness actively. We partner with the City of Detroit on their Detroit for Life campaign, spreading the word about the Detroit Promise. But we know we still have more work to do. So we are actively in every high school in Detroit doing visits, bringing colleges in when we do our visits, whatever it takes to support those students to getting to college and building that awareness about the Promise. We often hear people think that the Promise is too good to be true. We hear this everywhere we go, but it's real. And we have 7,000 Detroiters that have gone to college tuition free thanks to the Detroit Promise. So we're actively engaging, actively supporting, and just making sure more students are able to take advantage of this opportunity.
Now, the Detroit Promise is funded through a really innovative mechanism. Obviously, it was originally funded by philanthropy, but now it's funded through something called the Detroit Promise Authority Zone. How does that work?
Yeah, so the Detroit Promise Zone Authority, they serve as our funder and then our board as well. And what happens is there are 13 Promise Zones across the state of Michigan, and we do get a tax capture that is able to pay for our scholarship program. So that tax capture pays for the staffing, it pays for the tuition, any fees that are associated with the Detroit Promise Scholarship that tax capture is able to cover.
And, you know, what's interesting about that is that it took a decade to get, you know, the tax incremental financing to fund the scholarships completely. But prior to that, it was led by the Michigan Education Excellence Foundation, where they went out to philanthropy and corporate donors and other sources. This is a really great example of some long-term thinking that is really useful for the citizens of Detroit.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, prior to me, Peter Remington, Steve Hamp, were really heavy in the fundraising for the program, and we have now seen that tax capture kick in more dollars. We know that the average student loan debt in Michigan for four-year colleges is about $30,000, and then for two-year colleges, it's about $12,000. So we know that these students in Detroit, thankfully, do not have to cover those tuition and mandatory fees because they do have the Detroit Promise. So long-term sustainability for Detroiters, and we know that we need more Detroiters with those college degrees in order to have a prosperous region.
Now, the Detroit Promise is what gets kids into a post-secondary education, either a two-year or a four-year college program. But keeping them in is actually the bigger challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So, yeah, we like to say not only getting kids to college, but also through college. So like we talked about that college access team that's going around visiting those high schools, we also have our college success team that's actively working with all of our college students. We have about 1,800 college students that are currently enrolled in our partnering colleges. And that college success team is really helping to provide those services that they need and the wraparound supports to help them be successful while in college and get them through so they can have those successful careers. We have coaches at our community colleges through our Detroit Promise Path program as well. So making sure our students know that we are here to help you navigate. We know it's not easy. We know that support is needed. And by visiting with your coach, getting the incentive, we're able to also help you figure out what does college look like for you. So definitely focused on making sure our students are supported in that journey to and through college.
You know, Jade, I imagine a lot of our listeners are thinking that, oh, you know, coaches, that's a good idea because the academics can be hard. And certainly, you know, they were hard for me at times going through school. But our coaches are actually telling us something a little different. It's not necessarily academics that get them tripped up. Why don't you talk a little bit about what our coaches tell us about the real lived student experience?
Yeah, the real lived student experience, Sandy, is that actually it's everything else that comes along with going to college. It's the shock of potentially having to secure housing for yourself. It's the thought of how am I even going to get there? Like, I want to go to college, but I don't have the money to get a bus pass, or no one is going to drop me off, or I don't have transportation of my own. So the coaches really are able to help with figuring out what that looks like for students. Even things like registering for classes, right? That can be overwhelming when you're so used to just going and printing your schedule and knowing what you're going to do. So really helping students navigate, because as a first gen, you don't always know who to talk to or where to go. So the coaches really serve as like an extension cord and help you get plugged in where you need to be, depending on if it's STEM or if it's another department on campus, but making sure students have that bigger picture support.
Well, Jade, you and Wytrice and the team are doing an amazing job, and you're doing one of the most important things that we can possibly do, which is to get more kids into a two-year or four-year educational program. And the fact that you're focused on the city of Detroit is absolutely fantastic. Real quickly, why don't you give our listeners a place so they can find out more information?
Yeah, thank you, Sandy. And to learn more, please visit DetroitPromise.com. We're also on all socials at Detroit Promise.
Jade Scott of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Jade, thank you for calling in today. We'll be right back.